Gum and S&M Butcher Shop, our corporate sponsors. We'll be broadcasting every game from the Panther Classic here this week. It's tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, and it'll wrap up on Saturday night. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Towning, starting for the Mountain Grove Panthers, Destin Unger, Brody Emery, Cale Gardner, Aiden Estep, and Sam Peterson. Liberty, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Roos, Braden Mays, and Drayton Wells. Panthers win the tip. Liberty just played them not long ago. Went out to a big lead. There's a three, and Eden Estep puts the Panthers on the board first. And just as we thought, Panthers are going to press. Liberty not hesitating this time to get through that press. Here's a three by Mays. In and out, no good, and it'll be picked up by Destin Unger. Unger off to Emery. Emery goes straight to the basket, front of the rim, gets two more, 5-0, Mountain Grove. Pressure's on. Liberty works it side to side down the middle of the floor. Alex Toon back to Gavin Rees now at the wing to Parker Toon. Parker Toon looks to go baseline. There's the double team. Liberty almost turns it over. Wells couldn't hang on to it. Alex Toon's able to gather it up. Gavin Rees at the right wing in front of the Mountain Grove Panther bench. They go inside to Wells. He can't get it to go. Rebound's taken by Mays. You're wide open.
There it is.
There it is. He'll just feed it to Gavin Rees for two. 5-2. Panthers with the lead and the basketball in the corner to Peterson. Peterson gets to Unger. Unger skips it out to the wing. Here's another three, and it's good. Aiden Estep. Back-to-back threes. Panthers go up 8-2. Eagles dealing with the pressure. The Panthers. Alex Toon catches. Liberty gets it into their half court. Reese catches. Brings it back to Alex. Now off to Braden Mays. Parker Toon in the corner. They got Parker running the baseline. That's different. Mays for three. That's an air ball. And it's going to be picked up by Cale Gardner. Panthers at the other end. Inside. Shot up. No good. Rebound Wells. Wells to Mays. Mays gets it to Reese. Reese in the middle of the floor. Uses the crossover. Gets it to Parker Toon. He shoots the three. It goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Gardner. Gardner will push it down the floor for the Panthers. At the volleyball line, he picks it up, throws it away. So Liberty 0 for 3 from the 3 line.
0 for 3 from the 3 line. And you can see the success that Mountain Grove had in the full court pressure the last time we played. They jumped right back in it early.
That's how you beat it right there.
There.
Just take it right down the floor. You beat, they're pressing, you get. One player sneaks behind your big man, Drayton Wells. He gets an easy bucket. 8-4. Panthers. Peterson in the paint. Double pumps, then goes up. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers.
And I think Drayton plays better once they get him involved on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's involved in all aspects of the ball game.
Here's a drive, front of the rim, up and in for two. That's Brody Emery. He's got four, and it's a 10-4 ball game. Mountain Grove. Alex Toon, Parker Toon, guarded by Unger, finds a hole. Free throw line, dishes it to Mays. Mays to Alex Toon for three. It's good. Good ball movement. Panthers, long pass, reverse layup, blocked. Nice move by Sam Peterson, but Drayton Wells was able to swat it away. Mays is going to come out. Landon Hines checks in for Liberty. Brought in to Emery. Now here's the three from the wing. Off the rim, no good. It's tipped, and it's going to be controlled by Liberty. Reese gets it. He gives it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon back to Reese. Now Alex Toon catches, and he'll bring it out between the circles. Parker Toon on the left wing. He's going to put it on the floor, kicks it out. Nope, gets called for the travel.
First turnover by Liberty.
Yep, each team just one turnover. Three-point ball game, 10-7, Mountain Grove. Cale Gardner starts it with the step. He step, catches, brings it back to Gardner out top. Gardner's going to make a move on Hines. Now they go to Peterson. Peterson kicks it back out to a step. A step goes in, back outside. Peterson for three, and it's good. Three threes here in the first for the Panthers, 13-7. Liberty trailing Mountain Grove. There's the double team. Skip pass across to Parker. Parker turns it over. That's number two. Nobody moving with the double team.
Nope.
There's a loose ball. Mountain Grove turns it over. Wells comes up with it. Getting a piece of it was Parker Toon. Toon inside goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. That's been one of the big boogaboos by the Liberty Eagles. They get caught standing around.
Kind of ball watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it Friday night down at Alton. You know, when they run and jump on that trap up top, if you're the offensive guy that your man leaves to go trap, you got to go to the middle of the floor to make that outlet pass as easy as possible for the guy that's being trapped.
First free throw's good. Second one is on the way, and Parker Toon makes them both. 13-9, Panthers with the lead. Aiden Estep starts it with Emery. Emery will bring it inside to Golden, who checked into the ball game. Here's a jumper put up, no good. Loose ball picked up by the Panthers. Off the glass, no good. Loose ball, and it's gathered again by the Panthers. Peterson at the wing shifts it over to Estep. Estep finds Emery. Emery will use the dribble, back out top. Estep goes high post to Golden. Golden goes inside, double dribble, and the Panthers turn it over.
Right now, Mountain Grove's in love with the three ball. They're 3 for 5 in this early going.
Eagles bringing it down the floor. Middle of the floor is Alex Toon. Gives it up to Parker. Parker right back to Alex. Now both Toons are going to work out top. High post to Reese. Reese at the free throw line. He'll back it up. Guarded by Gardner. Kicks it to Parker Toon for three, and it's good. 1 point ball game, 13-12. Panthers with the ball working the left side. Gardner skips it back across to Estep. Here's an inside low block, nowhere to go. Golden catches, and he throws it away. That's turnover number four. Back into the ballgame, Destin Unger. He'll check in for Eli Golden. Alex Toon, bounce pass to Reese. Reese finds Toon again. Alex now works to the left side of the floor. Guarded by Unger. High post to Reese. Reese back to Parker. Parker Toon goes up and in for two more. And Liberty takes the lead by one. Panthers with the timeout. 14-13. 1:45 to go in the first. Again, it's the Mountain Grove Panther Classic. Again, our corporate sponsors, State Farm Insurance, Stephen Gum, and S&M Butcher Shop in Mountain Grove. We'll come right back with more. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
And welcome back. Panthers put a shot up. Liberty with the rebound. Liberty at the other end. Landon Hines shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Alex Toon on the baseline to bring it in. Finds Reese. Reese in the corner. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker's three is blocked, but it's caught by Wells. Wells goes up. He's fouled, and they'll shoot two. That was partially blocked.
It was.
Parker's.
It was. Drayton recognizing that it was partially blocked, went and got it, and was fouled on the putback.
First one is good by Wells. Panthers with their starters, Unger, Emery, Gardner, Estep, and Peterson. Wells makes them both. 16-13, Liberty. Aiden Estep out top. Shifts over to the left now, tosses it back to the right to Gardner. Gardner gets a screen, backs up behind the three line, brings it back out top to Estep. Off to Emery. Emery's going to use the drive. Back outside. Here's the three. It goes up. No good. Rebound Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Gavin Reese. Reese looks for a drive, kicks it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to go baseline, gives it up to Parker Toon. And a trap. Sixteen-13, 31 seconds to go in the first. Destin Unger triggers it in to Aiden Estep. High post, now drive. Gardner goes up. Scoop shot's good. Nice move by Gardner. 1-point ball game, 16-15 Liberty. Reese gets it. Parker Toon. Parker Toon back to Reese. Alex Toon, a deep three, hits the rim, no good. Parker Toon loses it with 1.3. He was going to go up, but it just slipped out of his hand on the way up.
It's a good offensive rebound. Just couldn't hang on to it.
So at the buzzer, shots up, no good. So after one, Liberty leads 16-15. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Come to NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Liberty will get the basketball to start the second. Alex Toon picked up by Destin Unger. Back to Toon in the corner. That's Holden into the ball game. Back to Holden. Holden feeds it to Reese with the jumper. That's off the mark, no good. Unger pulls it down. Long pass down the floor. Grove's going to try a fast break, and we got
travel. Fifth turnover for Mountain Grove.
That's what we call a little baseline shuffle. You get too deep.
Get too deep, and then you can hear the footsteps coming behind you.
Yep. 16-15, Liberty.
Brian Thompson into the ball game for Liberty.
7:30 to go. Driving is Alex. Picks it out. Thompson. Yep, Brian, it's varsity basketball, bub. You go to dribbling that away from you there. Gavin went over there and kind of, I think, gave him some words of encouragement. They bring it into Wells. Wells, front of the rim, goes off the side rim. Long pass down the floor. Layup is no good. Liberty with the rebound. Reese, long pass down the floor to Parker. Now they get it to Wells. And Wells tries to get it to Reese, turns it over, but then the Panthers turn it over. Alex Toon will bring it out top to Gavin Reese. Reese finds Thompson for three.
Ooh.
Good. Six thirty-seven to go in the half. Panthers with the basketball. Liberty with the lead. Gardner in the corner. Bounce pass out top. Catch and hold. Now looking. They'll go high post. Back outside. Unger for three. Hits the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Grove. So, checking in, Sam Peterson's back into the ballgame. Eagles, that started with Parker Toon at the wing. Reese catches, top of the key, off to Alex Toon at the left wing. Grove's doing a good job defensively.
Yes, they are. Making Liberty start above the volleyball line.
Parker Toon. Gavin Reese. Gavin tries to go inside to Brian Thompson. No good. Turnover. Panthers at the other end of the charge. Taking it was Alex Toon. Was it Unger? No.
Number 11.
Number Brody Emery. That's his first. Five thirty to go in the half. Alex Toon. There's a foul that's going to be on Horning. His first team foul, number two. Liberty will bring it in on the sideline, right by the scorer's table. Gavin's like, man, I walked all the way over here. I got to walk all the way back across. They bring it in to Mays.
And a turnover. Got him for steps there.
Yep. Mountain Grove basketball. 5:20 to go. Panthers will start it with Emery. Peterson catches. Peterson will use the dribble, gets it back to Emery. Back to Peterson out top, high post, inside to Emery, bounce pass underneath, block shot, loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Thompson. Thompson to Alex Toon. Horning had a look underneath, couldn't get it to go. Wells is going to check in next stop for Liberty. Reese, Alex Toon, back to Reese, Parker Toon. Mays out top, reverses it to Alex Toon. Inside, Thompson rolls it out to Reese, back off to Parker. Well, if they keep, they're going to find a crack. Here's a three by Alex, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Horning. Emery going to drive in, scoop shot, no good. But a foul. Is it on the floor or the shot?
I think they're on the floor. On Brian Thompson, we're going to get Thompson with the block. Wells comes in and relieves Thompson after that.
Yeah, some good minutes for Brian.
Yep.
4:21. See, it's a little different coming out there when the game's not at hand.
Yeah.
Panthers with the basketball. Zips it. Oh, it's a loose ball. Panthers turn it over. And Liberty gives it right back. Both teams I've got with six turnovers.
Yeah, I've got them both with seven.
Okay. Panther basketball. Aiden the step out top. his step. We'll start it to Golden. Golden back to a step. 4 minutes to go, halfway through the second. 19-15. Peterson for three. It's good. His second three of the game. It's a one-point ball game. 19-18. Liberty. Mays. Back to Reese. Reese. Alex Toon. Inside. High post, I should say. To Reese. Reese gets it to Parker Toon. Parker thinks about going baseline. Shut down by Emery. Liberty will bring it back out top. Reset. Reese will catch. Back to Mays into the corner. Mays looking inside. There he was. They get it to Parker. Parker has it taken away. Peterson drives, shoots, scores. Panthers retake the lead. 20-19, Mountain Grove. Coming up next, Hartville and Marshfield. That'll be right here on the Fox. We're going to be airing all the games from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Parker Toon with the jumper. Goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Wells. He dribbles it off his foot. Out of bounds. Landon Hines comes back in for Braden Mays. Aiden Estep. Brody Emery. That's a walk. Picked up by the Panthers. Peterson spins it over to his step. Out top is Emery. Emery to his step. Left side, Emery catches. Shot fake by Golden. Drives in, kicks it back out. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound by Hines. Hines to Wells. Wells to Reese. Reese in front of the Panther bench. Gets it to Parker, too. Parker finds Reese for three. It's good. 5 points for Gavin Reese. Liberty by two. Mountain Grove at the other end in the paint. Back out top. Caught by Emery. Emery will peel it over to a step. Back inside. They'll feed it. Scoop shot. Good. Nice drive. Good look by Aiden Estep. He's got eight. And we're tied up at 22. Loose ball, but it's picked up by Liberty. Parker Toon for three, top of the key, goes up, no good. Coach Harrell wanted a foul. There's a drive, bucket, and the foul. It's going to go on Gavin Reese. And Cale Gardner with the bucket and a chance for the three-point play. Checking in, J.P. Dickey.
And also, Brady Anderson.
Brady Anderson. And the old-fashioned three will not fall. Rebound, Wells. Wells, Therese, Alex Toon. 1:15 to go, 24-22, Mountain Grove. Parker Toon. Throws it out to Reese. Reese puts a three up. No good. Panthers on the fast break. Driving in. Shot up. No good. Rebound. And now, ooh, that should be a foul. They're going to call it out of bounds on Liberty. Well, either that or a foul on Liberty. Yeah. So out of bounds. Panther basketball is stepped. Brings it in. It's tipped by Wells. Panthers turn it over. 24-22. 50 seconds to go in the half. Reese gets it to Alex Toon for three more. Alex with six. 25-24, Liberty. Panthers with the basketball. The step works it to Golden. Back out top to a step. Off to Gardner. Gardner between the circles. Gets it to Anderson. on the right wing. He stepped. He'll bring it out top. Tip basketball, and Liberty almost got a piece of it. The step gathers it up, now tosses it into the corner. Here's a drive. Lehner blocked by Wells. Long pass, no good. So at the half, it stays a one-point ball game. 24-25, Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to the Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, Pro-Pak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
All right, welcome back. 25-24 to half. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. Eagles up by one, going through the scoring for Mountain Grove. Brody Emery with four, Cale Gardner with four, Aiden Estep with eight, Sam Peterson with eight. Panthers scored 15 in the first, 9 in the second. They turned the basketball over 8 times. Liberty, Parker Toon with 7. Alex Toon with 6. Gavin Reese with 5. Brian Thompson with 3. Drayton Wells with 4. Liberty scored 16 in the first, 9 in the second. And I've got Liberty with 9 turnovers.
Yeah. Liberty just struggling to shoot the ball right now. Really, really pressing a little too hard. Forcing some outside shots. Early in that first quarter, they were getting the ball inside to Drayton Wells, which Drayton made some pretty good moves and was having some success even on the kickouts. You know, once the defense has to collapse, then he was able to kick the ball out for some outside open looks. But, I mean, in that first half, Liberty 5 of 15 from behind the three-point line. And, you know, we were just talking, I think they shot 23s for the game Friday night against Alton, and they're already up to 15 in this first half.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that I'm seeing Liberty offensively is when they get into their offense, they want to catch the pass and then hold it and look around and look and look. And, you know,
yeah.
I think if they could pick the intensity up with the basketball, moving it quicker, you know, they're going to get better looks.
Yeah, the ball movement, like, you know, the last couple of possessions, Liberty's whipping the ball around,
better.
You know, and gave Alex a couple open looks here late in that second quarter, and he was able to knock those down. It's those threes that, you know, Parker Toon's had. He's been face guarded. I mean, they're doing a really good job on his outside shooting right now.
Well, they're press. They're almost doing a box and one. Press,
right.
And then when they get into the half court, you know, they're rotating, but
yeah,
they're keeping somebody on Parker at all times. Now, Mountain Grove shot the ball fantastic for about the first 6 minutes of the ball game. Yeah. I mean, they got they had three threes in the first, and that all came within the, like I said, the first 6 minutes. And they got four threes in the half. Liberty has five threes, yeah, in the half. But, you know, Mountain Grove, they kind of had a better game plan tonight. They start, you know, they're pressuring the Eagles, the length of the floor, not on missed shots, but on inbounds. And Liberty has done a little better job getting through the press, not sitting back waiting for the trap to come.
Right.
And
being able to recognize that pressure is huge.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're Parker or you're Alex or Gavin out top, and you, that pressure is really pushing you back above that volleyball line, you have to recognize when that pressure's coming, somebody's there.
You got to dribble with your head up. And you have to know where everybody's supposed to be. So if you're bringing it down the floor and pressure comes from the left corner of the volleyball line, you need to know what player's supposed to be there.
Right.
Because that's who needs to get the ball, because they're going to have a layup.
Yeah.
But again, I think I'm not saying Liberty needs to get them run up and down and run, but they need to be quicker with the basketball.
Yeah. The decision making needs to be quicker.
Needs to be a little quicker. But we got a dandy one. Panthers right here in it. 25-24 Liberty by one. We'll come back in 3.5 minutes with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that's you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. And speaking of guns, they have a huge selection to choose from. Get to Ozark Trading Post, because you never know what you're going to find. Oak Street in Mountain View, Ozark Trading Post.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Oak Star Bank is a proud supporter of the Panther Classic. Our Mountain Grove team members live and work right here in Wright and Texas counties. We're bursting with Panther pride and committed to serving our community. Drop by our local Mountain Grove branch, say hi to your neighbors, and explore Oak Star's variety of financial services and solutions. From home loans to hoops, we're excited to help make your dreams come true. Go Panthers! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back as we get ready for the second half of the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. First game of the tournament, Liberty and Mountain Grove, and it's a one-point ball game, 25-24 Liberty. Coming up next, we've got Hartville and Marshfield. Marshfield, Tyler, played there tight.
Yeah, it was a tight, what was that, Friday night?
Friday night, you know, we were,
so I mean, they're coming off a really, really good performance. We'll see what they've got for Hartville.
Yeah, we visited with Brett Reed a little bit and definitely got his attention.
Yep, sure did.
All right, Panthers get the basketball to start the second half. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Panthers working to the right. Here's a three. It's going to be no good. Wells with the rebound. And Wells will get it to Alex Toon. Liberty, long pass. Reese gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon with the shot fake goes up and in for two.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, whenever they're being face guarded out top, his drive is going to be open.
Yeah, beat him off the dribble. 27-24, just underway here in the third. Unger gets it to Peterson. Peterson skips it back across to Gardner. Gardner goes up, no good, but a foul.
Going to get it on Wells.
Kale will go to the line, and he'll shoot a couple. Wells picks up his first. 27-24, 7:17 to go here in the third. Cale Gardner, first free throw is up, and it's no good. Frustrating. You're at the free throw line, and just
won't fall.
Oh, it just makes you want to say a bad word. Second one for Gardner's good. Liberty basketball. Here's their Panther press.
They're attacking.
There's a block, but a pickup, put back in, no good. Liberty had two shots at it, couldn't get it to go. Now the Panthers on the fast break, up and in. Nice job by Cale Gardner for the Panthers. Liberty out top with Parker. Boy, he had
get to the middle.
See if they'll try it. Yeah, they're going to try to get Parker some driving lanes. Shot put up, no good. But see, right there was perfect if somebody would have moved when all that pressure came. Panthers inside the paint. Now they'll kick it out. Here's a three off the rim, no good, out of bounds. And it'll be Panther basketball. ...27-27... 6:23 to go in the third. Panthers on the baseline. They'll bring it out to Emery. Emery to Unger. Unger out top to a step. They'll get it back to Gardner. Gardner to Peterson. Peterson's going to go in with scoop shot. It's good.
Good move.
10 points for Sam Peterson, and the Panthers go up by two. Reese gets to Mays. Mays. Parker, right back to Mays. See, I'd like to see Braden attack the basket. He's one-on-one. Alex Toon catches. They get it to Parker Toon out top. Parker Toon works against Destin Unger. He'll hand it off to Alex Toon. Bounce pass into the corner. Parker Toon gets the double team. Spins out of it. Baseline jump shot goes up. No good. And the rebound will be taken by Sam Peterson. Peterson across the timeline. Top of the key. Now he's going to take it to the basket. Kick out. Another dribble drive. Bounce pass underneath. Taken away by Reese. Reese. Parker Toon. Parker Toon loses the dribble. Turnover by Liberty. At the other end. Shot missed. Loose ball. And it's going to be gathered up by Unger. Off to the left side. Caught by Gardner. Gardner back to Emery. Emery to Peterson for three more. It's up, no good. Reese with the rebound. He'll find Parker too. 29-27, Mountain Grove. 4:43 to go. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. Oh, here's a three for Alex.
Ooh.
Good. 9 points for Alex Toon. 30-29, Liberty. 4:25 to go in the third. Unger catches at the wing. Gives it to Estep. Estep will find Emery. Here's a drive. High floaters. Good. Over the top of Wells, Cale Gardner. He's got 9 points of the game. Reese. Alex Toon. Parker Toon at the wing. Skips it across to Reese. Reese for three. Hits the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. He'll dish it out to Alex. Alex Braden Mays for three. That's off the mark, no good. Liberty tried two threes, misses them both. 31-30, Mountain Grove, and they have the basketball. Emery, Unger, Peterson, he's going to shoot the three. Good. 13 points for Peterson. Largest lead of the second half. 34-30, Panthers by four. Alex Toon gets it to Reese. Nobody was moving. Alex Toon backs it up behind the volleyball line. Gets the double team. Out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Liberty took it down there to the wing. Mays was in the corner. If Mays would have just went through the basket, a bounce pass, he'd have shot a layup. Reese will bring it in to Alex Toon. Toon shifts over to the right side. Hines into the ball game. Gets it to Parker. Gavin Reese. Wells trying to post up. Reese brings it to the baseline, back out top to Alex. Alex, now they get it into Wells. Wells gets it to Reese. Reese is fouled. He'll shoot two. That's going to be on Peterson, his first.
Good give and go there. Got it to Wells in the post, and he made a nice little bounce pass there on the baseline to Gavin.
That's a hard shot.
It is a hard shot.
First one's good. But normally what happens with that is what happens.
Yeah,
a foul, you go to the line, you shoot a couple. And Gavin makes them both. Makes it a two-point ball game, 34-32 Mountain Grove. 2:33 to go in the third. Panthers with the lead and the ball. Peterson catches. He's going to take it in, and we got a foul on the floor.
And I think Alex got him on the arm on the way in.
It's his first. Panthers on the baseline to bring it in. And Panthers turn it over. Alex Toon going to take it all the way in. Shoots, can't get it to go. Parker,
nice
with
follow
the back. 34-34. Panthers get it down the floor. Now here's the drive, charge, and that's going to be on Cale Gardner. Yeah, you can't extend.
Now, you can have that arm, but once it extends, that's when you're going to get the.
And that's what the officials look. I mean, even and sometimes they're not even
pushing
the
contact.
Them.
They're just looking for the extension of that arm.
2 minutes to go in the third, 34-34. Parker Toon out top. Turnaround jumper off the rim, no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Golden. Golden to a step out top, found by Gardner. Gardner going to be fouled on his way to the basket.
Going to get Hines on the reach in there.
That's Landon's first. Team foul number three with 145 to go. We're tied up at 34. Panthers going to trigger it in on the baseline. Shot up and off the glass. It's in. Cale Gardner. Two more. 2, 4, 6, 7 points here in the third for Gardner. Reese.
Oh, nice move.
Short jumper, good. Gavin Reese with 9 points, and it ties it back up at 36. Mountain Grove with the basketball, 1:20 to go. Emery, Peterson, out to the wing to Golden. Golden back to Peterson. Emery with the drive. Front of the rim, no good. Reese with the rebound, gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon at the wing. Gets it to Reese. Reese back to Parker. See, there's a double team. Spacing is everything. Wells is out top.
Ooh.
Oh, right there he was.
There he was.
Yeah. Parker, nobody. Has his pocket picked again, taken away, shot up from the rim, no good. Picked up by the Panthers and put in. Peterson, two more. 38-36, Mountain Grove, 30 seconds to go. Gavin Reese out top with the basketball. Gets it to Parker. Parker, top of the key. Finds Alex Toon, backs up behind the volleyball line. Down to 18 seconds. Parker catches. They get it to Reese. Reese, Alex Toon. Alex didn't catch it. I think he wanted to shoot
wanted
that.
It.
Gavin for three.
Ooh.
Good.
Gavin kind of having the hot hand here in this third quarter.
7 points in the third. And guess what, folks? We still have a one-point ball game. 39-38, Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Yeah, some great supporters, and a big thank you to Mountain Grove High School Athletic Director Brandon Rogers. We appreciate them very much. Liberty will get the basketball to start the fourth. Parker Toon, Alex Toon. Panthers, I'm going to play a little man-to-man. Into the ball game. He catches, gives it back to Alex. Alex gets around Peterson, back to Holden. Holden to Hines, off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon working against Anderson. Now they're packing it in.
They are.
Liberty will pull it out. Parker gets it to Hines. Hines for three off the rim. No good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Golden. Emery finds a loose basketball, but it's picked up underneath. And a foul. That will send Anderson to the line for the Panthers. He'll shoot a couple. Hines with the foul. His second. Team foul number one. 60 seconds into the fourth. First one is no good. Checking back in for Mountain Grove, Cale Gardner. Gavin Reese comes back in for Landon Hines on the Liberty side. Anderson with the second free throw to tie it up. He does just that. Unger comes in for Anderson. So Mountain Grove back with their starters on the floor. Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Holden, Parker Toon for three. That hits the rim. No good. One and done. Unger with the rebound. Tie ball game. inside. Emery gets it to Unger. Unger rolls it back off to Estep. Estep brings it out top. High post. Emery from the free throw line. Good. 6 points for Brody Emery. Panthers with the lead. 41-39. Unger will get called for the foul. Reaching in on Alex Toon. Foul number one. Team foul. Checking back in for Mountain Grove, Cooper Horning. He will give Sam Peterson a breather. Brees works against Unger. Kicks it out to Holden. Off to Alex Toon. Right back to Reese. Parker Toon. Parker inside. Rolls it over to Holden. Alex Toon for three, and it's good. 12 points for Alex Toon. All coming, by the way, of the three ball, 42-41. Timeout. We'll take one as well. It's the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 42-41, Liberty. And a big thank you to Grove Pet Supply, also Grove Family Restaurant, and Oak Star Bank, our corporate sponsors. Stephen Gum, your State Farm insurance agent, and S&M Butcher Shop.
Oh, that Grove Family Restaurant, man, they make some killer breakfasts.
Oh, absolutely. I'm lucky enough I get to turkey hunt over around here and this part of the world, and that is always where breakfast takes place. Really good biscuits and gravy. Panthers with the basketball. Emery gets it to a step. They get it inside. Loose ball. It's picked back up by the Panthers. They'll reset out top with Emery. Unger. Ooh, he was wide open, but they'll kick it in the corner for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Parker, but he collides with Gavin. Loose ball, and it'll be Panthers taking over with control. 5:10 to go. Drives, blocked, out of bounds. See, I think he'd have missed that, and we got a rebound.
That's always the flip side.
Back into the ball game, Sam Peterson. Panthers will bring it in on the baseline, and they'll throw it out top. It's caught by Gardner. Off to Emery. He steps. Hits it across. Gardner takes it in. Back out. Loose ball, and it's Liberty basketball. Parker got a piece of it. But then Emery as well got a piece of it. Just under 5 minutes to go. Reese to Alex Toon. Parker Toon at the wing. Oh, inside the Wells for two. That was an odd way to get it there, but it works. 44-41, Liberty. Unger. They'll roll it over to Gardner. Gardner back outside. Emery catches. Unger. Peterson going to go baseline, but a foul, and that's going to be on Holden.
Yeah, Peterson made a good move to get to the baseline there, and it was all Holden could do just to end up having to foul him there.
44-41, 4:15 to go. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Again, we are broadcasting all the games here from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. course, coming up after this, we got Hartville and Marshfield. Tomorrow, Harlan Hutchison will be delivering the broadcast, and they'll all be on the Fox 96.9. The 6 p.m. game is Norwood and Grove, and at 7:30, it's West Plains and Marshfield. And then Thursday, Tyler and I will have the 6 o'clock game. Harlan will have the 7:30 game, West Plains and Hartville, and then we'll just see how it pans out for Saturday. Panther basketball. They'll toss it in to Gardner. Gardner for three. It's good. And we're tied up at 44, halfway through the fourth.
Neither team can spread this one out.
Reese to Parker Toon. And we got a foul. I think that's probably going to be on Wells. Yep. Away from the ball. The ball was over here by Liberty's
really
bench.
And really sure on that.
So Panthers with a chance to take the lead. Unger gets it to Emery. Emery peels it over to his step. Here's a three from the corner. Goes up. No good. Rebound, Alex Toon, and he's fouled. That'll be foul number, team foul number two. That's going to be three on Peterson.
Ryan Thompson coming in for Wells. 3:41 left on the clock here in the fourth.
44-44. Reese with the basketball. Liberty's kind of figured out that press, and they were scoring some points off of it. Tip basketball. They're playing right up tight on Liberty.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. Shot up. Won't go. Put back good by Parker Toon. 46-44 Liberty. 3:10 to go. Panthers with the basketball. Cale Gardner gets it to Unger. Back to Gardner. Gardner out top. Liberty in the 2-3 matchup zone. Feeling it off to his step. His step. Peeks inside, almost hit, but they get it to Peterson. Peterson loses the basketball, turns it over. Liberty comes up with it. Gavin Reese behind the volleyball line on the right side, across from the scorer's table. There's a reach-in foul, and that's going to be on the step. I have that as his first. Team foul number three with 2:35 to go. In regulation.
Yeah, that is the first.
You know, when they're playing you really tight like that, shouldn't you just go right at them?
Yeah.
You know, Liberty brings it in to Brian Thompson. Thompson gets it to Reese. Parker Toon catches. See, they're right up on Parker. Parker gets it to Reese. Right back to Parker. And there's a foul that's going to be on Cale Gardner. You know, because they're guarding you tight.
Yeah.
You dribble and, you know, that's where you could almost kind of fake, you know, you right, go left. And
well, that's the fourth foul, so Liberty will be shooting from here on out.
Tip basketball out of bounds. Last touch by Peterson. So Liberty will toss it in again. They bring it in to Parker. Parker gives it right back to Gavin. Gavin in the backcourt. Swaps hands and turns it over.
Coach Harrell thought he was fouled on that.
I think he thought it was tipped. But, nonetheless, it's turnover. 2:05 to go. 46-44, Liberty. Panthers with the basketball. His step. To Gardner. Gardner picks the dribble up, gets it back to his step. Emery. They get it to Peterson. Peterson inside for two. We're tied at 46. Timeout Panthers with 1:42 to go. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. We're tied up at 46. It'll be Liberty basketball with 1:42 on the clock. Liberty's got four timeouts, and Mountain Grove's got two left.
Mountain Grove, 14 fouls. Anything going forward is automatic shooting.
Oh, Liberty turns it over. Alex was kind of wanting a foul, but that's not what was going to happen. Inside, loose ball picked up, though, by Unger. Unger now into the corner, picks it up. And we got a timeout. Panthers, they'll have one left. 1:20 to go. We'll keep it here during the timeout. When you dribble past somebody, you got to be conscious
yeah.
that they may come behind you. And
that's, I mean, he kind of just got bumped.
Yep.
I thought they called a foul there, but
they've let him play.
They've let him play.
And that's the one thing Mountain Grove has adjusted to really well is
yeah.
that, you know, they're
yeah.
guarding really tight. Liberty is not.
Yeah, they've been, Mountain Grove's been way more physical
yes.
tonight than Liberty has. And it's just kind of like the first matchup, you know, when once it starts getting physical, Liberty kind of, they get a little rattled.
Yeah.
And they're not really sure how to adjust to it. And, you know, that's kind of why we're sitting here 46-46 right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mountain Grove's not giving Liberty a bunch of really good, easy looks.
No.
They're doing a really good job guarding the perimeter shot, and they're packing it in, you know. So Liberty's not very good at setting screens. It's definitely Mountain Grove's kind of been able to play the game they want. Emery will catch. Now he'll back it out. They'll get it to Gardner.
1:10 left.
Gardner off to Golden. And it's a loose ball. Last touched by Parker Toon. Parker almost had a steal. 1:06 on the clock. Looks like, you know, Mount Grove probably feels pretty good. We're gonna run a lot of time off the clock, get a shot, make it. We feel good enough in our defense that there was almost turnover. Emery catches out to Gardner. Gardner back to Emery. In the corner, Peterson for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by the Panthers.
Well,
Gardner travels. Liberty basketball with 44 seconds. Now, if you're Liberty,
Peterson took that three in the corner, and his post player was standing
wide open
underneath the goal right there.
Now,
hey, I'm glad he took the shot, but
now Brian Thompson is back into the ball game for Holden. So Liberty's going to go kind of big with their three guards. 35 seconds. Reese with the basketball. Reese going to be picked up by his step. Reese gets it to Alex. Alex. Feeds it inside, goes up, no good. Parker Toon fouled. Parker will go to the line and shoot two.
Foul was on Unger.
That's his second. Two free throws for Parker Toon. 13 points for Parker. First one's good. 24 seconds on the clock. Second free throw is no good, but Ryan Thompson gets the rebound. And a foul, not a shooting violation, but
it was a foul on Thompson.
Yeah.
He missed the footback and then got a foul called on the rebound.
Thompson comes out. Mays comes back in. 20 seconds. 47-46. Liberty. Panthers with the basketball. Emery out top. In the corner. Here's a three off the mark. No good. Put back up and in. Oh, there should have been a foul. There's a foul. And Parker Toon will go to the line and shoot two.
He called a foul. There's 0.0 on the clock.
Yep. So Parker Toon goes to the line.
Now they're talking, was there any time on the clock when the...
Yeah.
They are going to They're going to put some time on the clock.
I think they'll put like 1.7, something
four,
like that.
Four seconds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Because there was just almost 5 seconds on the
point
clock.
0.4.
Okay,
0.4.
Okay.
They just fixed it.
I was going to say, because there was like four seconds on.
When he shot the ball down here, it was like 5 seconds.
Yeah. So we'll keep it here. 48-47, Mountain Grove. Parker Toon will go to the line to shoot two with 0.4 seconds. So if you're Liberty, just don't foul.
Yeah. Let him make them both and then just get out of the way.
Even if he just makes one, there's... The shot is going to have to come from...
Yeah. Keep everything in front.
Yeah. Shooting two. The rest of the Liberty Eagles will come back to the other end. First one is no good.
All right, got to have this one. You got to have this one for overtime.
No lane violation. Second one is up, and it's good.
So we're tied up. Oh! The buzzer goes off before the ball is caught.
Yeah.
Mountain Grove's got a guy standing down here at the wing,
and they made
nobody covers. They inbound it. The ball's going through the air. The clock goes off before he touches it.
Yeah.
But even if he catches it there to do what he's done,
there's
no time left because he caught it on the wing and took two dribbles with 0.4. So that, I mean,
yeah, it's over. Upshaw pleading his case. Parker Toon listening in. 48-48 is where we're at, the end of regulation right now, but will they put 0.4 on the clock? I don't think they will.
No, we're going to overtime.
We're going to overtime. So, we'll take a break.
I think.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, if they're going to do it right, I would put 0.4 back on it, and they inbound it
down there.
Down here. And that's what it is. It's just going to go like a made basket.
Yeah.
Like after the free throw was 0.4.
Now Wells catches it, puts it in.
Yes. That'd be all right. No fouls because they will shoot two on any foul.
Oh. And that's the end of regulation right there. But couldn't have that been a foul against Mountain Grove? Taking, you know,
up here, these two teams,
yeah.
There's no, I mean.
But it's better it goes to overtime.
It is. We'll get a Well, we've got another 4 minutes here.
4 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
All right, extra basketball. It's overtime. Liberty wins the tip. Oh, and they turn it over because nobody really knew what they were supposed to do. Panthers at the other end. There's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Mays. That was crazy. Talk about deer in the headlights.
Yes.
The Chevy Aveo just ran over four of them standing in the middle of the highway.
So Mays picks up his foul, first foul.
Gardner at the line, shoots, misses the first one. Second one is up. And he misses it. Panthers with the rebound. Kick out. Here's a three from the corner. That's no good. Oh, there he was. Parker got the rebound. Had Alex flying down the floor.
Oh, look at Mays.
He's, too late. See, that's Liberty. Don't see the floor very well. And there's a steal. Parker Toon takes it away. Goes up. Misses the layup. And now a foul. Misses the chipper. And
I mean, that's just par for this game tonight.
Yeah, yes it is. At the line, Brody Emery. First one's good. .49-48, Mountain Grove with the advantage. Second one is no good, out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Mountain Grove by one, 3:20 to go in overtime. Liberty's playing really weak.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Mountain Grove's more physical.
Yes.
They're on the boards, crashing the boards harder, quicker, faster.
Up and going to the line is Wells.
Wells was going to flush that one.
Yeah, he was going to dunk that one, but nice job by the Panthers. Cale Gardner going up and denying it. So Drayton Wells to shoot two.
First one is good.
And that ties it up. 49-49. 3:10 to go in overtime. Second one is no good. Emery gets the rebound. Oh, high dribble. Emery will set the offense up. Picked up by Alex Toon. 3 minutes. Alex Toon forces Emery to give it up. Now they get it inside, outside, shot fake. Here's a three, in and out, no good. Wells with the rebound. There you
good,
go.
Clear.
Yeah. Hurry. Two players get knocked down. Alex open for
one time.
Three is up, no good. Wells goes
get
up
there,
and in.
Man, that a boy.
51-49, Liberty, 2:29 to go in overtime. Gardner gets it to Emery. Emery rolls it over to his step. Inside. Lean, hook shot, good for Golden. 61-51.
Reese. Now break it down.
Goes up, front of the rim, can't get it to go, and the rebound taken by Peterson. Panthers can take the lead. Just under 2 minutes to go. Emery catches. Peterson inside. Two more for Golden. Liberty's getting beat in the paint now. 53-51. Alex Toon gets it to Reese. Mays. Back to Alex Toon. Off to Parker. Parker at the wing. Parker looks for a lane. And timeout.
Good call.
Liberty. Yeah.
Good call by Coach Harrell.
Well,
I think they were about to get him for a 3 second call.
Parker takes it into the paint. Nobody moved for Liberty.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. Everybody was just standing watching.
And Mountain Grove had four players in the paint.
Yeah.
And not one Liberty basketball player moved to try and find an angle where they could get a shot or bail him out.
Mm.
Was that lead in your shoes? 1:18 to go, 53-51. Panthers with the 2-point advantage. Liberty using the timeout. Liberty needs a bucket. Drayton Wells has scored 3 in overtime. And Mountain Grove has scored 5. Eli Golden with 4, and Brody Emery with 1. Liberty on the baseline to trigger it in. And they get it to Wells. Wells out to Mays. Mays for 3.
Ooh.
Good.
What a clutch shot.
54-53 Liberty, and I think Mount Grove's going to use their last time out.
No, they reset.
That was Coach Harrell.
Okay. Yep.
1:12 and the clock stops. Again, big thank you to our Liberty Eagle sponsors, Able Insurance, Bank of Birch Tree, Anchor, 24-hour convenience, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozark's Healthcare, Simmons Bank, Shelter Insurance, Southwest Baptist University, Taylor Grubal Chevrolet, Justin Shelby, your State Farm insurance agent, USA Mortgage, and West Plains Bank, Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust. It'll be Panther basketball, 54-53 Liberty. Eagles in the road red, trimmed out in navy blue. Mountain Grove in the home whites, trimmed out in maroon. Cale Gardner out top, picked up by Alex Toon. Hands it off to Emery. Emery will roll it over to his step. Inside, Emery goes up, shoots, can't get it to fall, but he'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Going to get Wells on that one. That's his third. Yeah, Liberty's shift on the back of that zone is not happening.
No.
That's 2 straight trips. The backside wing, when they go to the left side, the backside wing is the one that's cutting. And the top player on the Liberty zone has failed to dive down and get that covered.
Second free throw is good. He makes them both. And the Panthers have tied it up. No, they take the lead. 55-54. 55 seconds to go. Reese hands it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon in traffic goes up. He's
going to be a
jump ball.
Mountain Grove ball.
Yeah, well, and I totally agree with
that. Yeah, that was a good call.
Again, Liberty. Parker takes it into the paint. Nobody's moving. You know, unless they're just trying to isolate, that's the play, you know. Panthers. They get it to Peterson. Peterson, he'll be fouled with 39 seconds. And Sam Peterson goes to the line. He'll shoot two. He could give the Panthers a three-point advantage with 39 seconds to go in overtime. First one is no good. Unger's checking back in. Comes in for Golden. Second one by Peterson is up, and it is good. Two-point lead, 56-54. Alex Thune gets the basketball. Oh, and Liberty turns it over. Yep. And here comes the Panthers. Oh, shoot it. There you go. And Rodney Emery with the bucket. Liberty, deer in headlights.
Nothing in this gym. It's this gym.
Well, bad pass, too many turnovers, not moving. And here's the thing. You know who they get next? Norwood.
Yeah.
So if you think this defense got after you, which Liberty knows, they already played Norwood once.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of, whoever wins this game is probably going to get to play that 5:30 game.
Right.
And whoever doesn't is probably going to be playing for fifth place. Now, anything can happen on Thursday night, anything. Liberty played with Norwood at the Kabul Holiday Charter. And Norwood is well aware of that. But it's a four-point ball game. Panthers up 58-54. 25 seconds to go. So if you're Liberty, you need a bucket. And then you need to foul. Alex Thune will push it down the floor. Gets it to Reese. Reese takes it in.
Misses the layup.
Alex Thune gets the basketball. They get it to Brian Thompson, who shoots no good. Shot put up by Alex, no good. Put back in by Reese.
Three shot attempts. Goodness gracious.
7.2 seconds. So now, if you're Liberty, you got to foul.
Go for the steal and foul right away. So you can get the, hopefully that they'll miss at least one.
Right.
Give you a 3-point ball game with 5 seconds left to come down. You knock down a deep ball to tie it up, send it into double OT.
But
That's what I'm calling right here.
I'm just worried it just doesn't seem like really nobody else really wants
right.
to do it, you know, on the floor. Nobody, you know, you gotta kind of want it, you know. Panthers will trigger it in. It's far into the floor. Peterson, nobody's on Peterson over there, and that's the one that you don't want to get the basketball.
Now foul.
Get it to Emery. So Emery's fouled
by Mays. 6.7 on the clock.
Emery will shoot two. So looks like Hines and Thompson's going to check back in, probably for Mays and Holden.
If he's going to make one, we want him to make the second one.
Well, he right. drained the first one.
Now we need him to miss the second one.
This one right here could seal it. It's up, and it's good. That's probably going to do it right there. Drive shot up, and 1.3 tune.
Shot goes in, so it's 60-58, 1.3. We need a steal on the inbound. That's it. That's all we need.
Just a steal
and a put in.
Yeah.
Right underneath the bucket.
seal it right there, one dribble, put it in.
But, you know, again, Mount Grove just played a little bit more aggressive. They were just a little more intense. And
Liberty, yeah. I'm sure they thought they let one get away the first matchup.
Yeah.
And I'm rightfully so. I mean, their pressure that they put in the second half of that first game that Liberty played up here, you know, it was much like the whole game that we've watched tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, they remembered that.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Absolutely. So, Panthers will trigger it in. There's a foul with 0.8 seconds to go. So, Panthers will go to the line. Peterson will shoot a couple. First one is
no good.
All right. So here's the thing on the rebound. You got to get it down the floor.
Yeah, I mean, we almost need him to make this.
Yeah.
That way, I mean,
no.
If they make it, it puts it to three.
Yeah.
But at least, then you can set something up.
Yeah.
On a miss, you're getting a rebound, and there's nothing you can do in .8.
Yeah. That's probably what Coach Upshaw is saying.
Misses.
Very well could. Because, I mean, it's going to be a catch and shoot.
Yeah.
For .8, you can catch and shoot.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, you have to.
You can't come down with it. Like, you have to catch it in the air. It's got to be a.
Yeah. You know, or. So, now Liberty will have to defend. Shot thrown up. No good. Panthers get the win. 60-58 in overtime. And, well, Liberty just really,
they let that one get away.
So going through the scoring for Mountain Grove, Anderson had one, and Brody Emery, 13. Cale Gardner, 14. Aiden Estep at 8. Eli Golden with 4. 18 for Sam Peterson. For Liberty, 15 for Parker Toon. 14 for Alex Toon. 14 for Gavin Reese. 3 for Braden Mays. 3 for Brian Thompson, and 9 for Drayton Wells. Liberty falls to Mountain Grove, 60-58. Coming up, though, we've got another one, Hartville and Marshfield. That's coming up here on the Fox 96.9.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street. In Mountain Grove.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.